morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninginem Hangsing. Nagaland government has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with Jobs in Germany, GmbH, to expand global employment opportunities for skilled youth from the state. The MOU was signed on Monday at Nagaland Tool Room and Training Center, Dimapur, by Director of Industries and Commerce and NTCC Chief Executive Officer P. Tokuga Sema and Co-Owner and Managing Director of Jobs in Germany, GmbH, Ralf Kraschmer. The agreement provides for German language training, cultural orientation, faculty training, curriculum support and direct linkages with German employers. In the first phase, 22 candidates have been selected for a 7-month training program starting January 2026. The MOU also covers vocational training, apprenticeships and employment opportunities. The MOU is a first-of-its-kind institutional initiative in India, positioning Nagaland as a pioneer in government-led international workforce mobility. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with his Ethiopian counterpart Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali on all aspects of bilateral ties in Addis Ababa. Speaking on the occasion last evening, Mr. Modi said India and Ethiopia are elevating their ties to a strategic partnership, giving new energy and direction to cooperation.
भविष्य की अपार संभावनाओं को साकार करने के लिए एक स्पष्ट रोडमैप तैयार होगा। आज हमें हमारे सहयोग के प्रमुख आयामों जैसे इकोनॉमी, इनोवेशन, टेक्नोलॉजी, डिफेंस, हेल्थ, कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग और मल्टीलेटरल कोऑपरेशन पर विचार विमर्श करने का मौका मिला। मुझे खुशी है कि आज हमने भारत में इथियोपिया के लिए स्टूडेंट स्कॉलरशिप को डबल करने का निर्णय लिया है।
Earlier, India and Ethiopia signed 3 Memoranda of Understanding to enhance mutual cooperation in the presence of the two leaders. These include administrative assistance in custom matters, data center establishment at the Embassy of Ethiopia and cooperation in UN peacekeeping. At a special ceremony, Prime Minister Modi was conferred with Ethiopia's highest award, the Great Honor Nishan of Ethiopia, for his exceptional contribution towards strengthening India-Ethiopia partnership and for his visionary leadership as a global state. Mr. Modi reached Addis Ababa last evening after concluding his visit to Jordan. This is Mr. Modi's first visit to Ethiopia, where he will also address a joint session of the Ethiopian Parliament today. All firefighting and monitoring operations related to the Western Zukuf Valley wildfire were officially called off yesterday after confirmation that the blaze had been completely extinguished. The decision followed a joint spot survey and verification by the Konoma Youth Organization and the State Disaster Response Force, which found no remaining fire hazards. Deputy Commissioner Kohima Henok Buchum expressed gratitude to all agencies, organizations, volunteers and individuals involved in the containment efforts, adding that the Indian Air Force has also demobilized its mission. Wokha Town Council Chairperson Khoza Molota passed away last evening at a private hospital in Dimapur following a brief illness. He was 66. Mr. Lota was elected from Ward No. 8 on the NDPP ticket. Earlier, he served as chairman of Sumang B, Wokha Town, and chairman of Wokha Town, Wokhe Ikung, contributing significantly to local administration and community development. He is survived by 7 children. His last rites will be held today at the public ground Wokha. As a mark of respect to the departed leader, all business establishments within Wokha Town will remain closed from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. today. Advisor for CAWD and Texas, Kudejo Kamo, has underscored sports as a viable profession that offers employment and prosperity, urging youth to take it seriously. Speaking at the Golden Jubilee celebration of Kutsami Village Youth Organization yesterday, he highlighted the state government's efforts to strengthen sports infrastructure and athlete development. He called on athletes to remain committed and disciplined, stressing the importance of skill development through proper training and perseverance. Acknowledging developmental gaps in the Chosuba Assembly constituency, Mr. Kamo assured his commitment to all-round development, adding that people need to work in tandem with the government for development. Expressing concerns over divisions in society, the advisor emphasized the need to foster unity for the progress of the state. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.